Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of March, 2021, Saturday morning. You know, Christ, when he hung on the cross, said, "It is finished." And we know that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And we know that Christ was victorious over sin, death, and hell. And even though we struggle with sin, even though we are in a battle between the flesh and the devil, God has already proclaimed the victory through Jesus Christ, if we're one of his. We are told that he conquered sin and death and hell. What a marvelous thing he did on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. You know, sometimes I get discouraged when I look at my proneness to sin, but I realize that our only hope is in the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. Not by what we have done, through his own grace and mercy, he has saved us. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We are told if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, I'm glad to know that Christ is victorious. And the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. Zephaniah 3:17. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He paid. He hath put him to grief. Jesus our Lord was delivered for our offenses. Christ hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sins might live, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Isaiah 53:5, 6, 8, and 10. He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. 1 Corinthians 5:21 and Galatians 3:13. Well, let us always remember that Christ is the victor. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports us in the whelming flood when all around our soul gives way. He then is all our hope and stay. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may we then in Christ be found, rest in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I'm glad this morning to know that Christ said, "It is finished." May the good Lord be with you today. It's my prayer. God bless.